From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President-elect Donald Trump has voiced new doubts that Russian hackers were behind an effort to influence last year's U.S. election. His latest tweeted comments followed a broadcast denial by WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange that a state actor was behind documents stolen from the Democratic National Committee and made public by WikiLeaks during the campaign. White House spokesman Josh Earnest Wednesday said, challenge Mr. Trump's point of view.
On one hand, you've got the Russians and the aforementioned Mr. Assange. On the other side, you've got the 17 intelligence agencies of the United States government, outside cyber experts that have taken a look at this situation. You've got Democrats on Capitol Hill. You've got Republicans on Capitol Hill. And at least one advisor to Mr. Trump expressing concern about Russia's malicious activity in cyberspace in the context of the election.
A Senate hearing involving intelligence chief is scheduled Thursday. Vice President-elect Mike Pence Wednesday defended Mr. Trump, who he said has voiced a very sincere and healthy skepticism of the conclusions of the intelligence community. Mr. Trump is scheduled to receive an intelligence briefing on Friday. Meanwhile, the Wall Street Journal reports the president-elect is planning to restructure the office of the Director of National Intelligence, which he believes has become bloated and politicized. Gambia's army chief Wednesday pledged allegiance to President Yahya Jammeh, who has refused to accept defeat in the December 1st election won by opposition leader Adama Barrow. In a published New Year's message, Lieutenant General Usman Baji said Mr. Jammeh had the unflinching loyalty of the Gambian armed forces. Mr. Jammeh, who originally accepted defeat, is under pressure from the West African bloc ECOWAS to leave office. His mandate in office ends January 19th. This is VOA News. Turkey Wednesday said it has established the identity of the New Year's Day gunman who walked into an Istanbul nightclub and killed 39 patrons, most of them foreigners, and then fled. Police have detained suspected members of Islamic State, which claimed responsibility for the attack. The gunman, who remains at large, has not been named publicly. In his first public remark since the mass shooting, President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said, as we enter the excitement of a new year, terror has targeted our country in the lowliest, most treacherous, and insidious of ways. The U.S.-led coalition has doubled to 450 the number of advisors assisting Iraqi forces fighting Islamic State from Mosul. U.S. Air Force Colonel John Dorian discussed their role Wednesday from coalition headquarters in Baghdad.
To help advise them as they move forward and to synchronize operations. The Iraqis have taken advantage of that, and that's been effective.
He said the recent deployment comes as phase two involving synchronized attacks from three directions get underway in the city.
What we're finding is that the synchronized attacks present the enemy with more problems than they can solve, and the Iraqi security forces are making progress with the continued benefit of coalition strikes and advisors.
There are nearly 5,000 American military personnel now in Iraq. An Israeli military court Wednesday convicted a young soldier of manslaughter for shooting to death a wounded Palestinian who had stabbed an Israeli soldier in March. The conviction prompted calls for Sergeant Elor Azaria's pardon, led by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Regional analyst Joseph Olmert of the University of South Carolina said the incident occurred during a period of Palestinian attacks against Israelis.
Part of the defense of the soldier was about the overall atmosphere surrounding the case, whereas the military authorities, when they decided to put him to trial, looked at the situation only from the perspective of him disobeying the standing orders of the army and doing something that should not have been done.
Palestinian and some rights groups have accused the Israeli military of using excessive force against lightly armed assailants. The UN Security Council has unanimously called for rapid and thorough implementation of a political agreement aimed at defusing a crisis over the presidency in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Under the Catholic Church-mediated deal, incumbent Joseph Kabila has committed to stepping down at year's end after new elections. President-elect Trump Wednesday spoke by phone with newly installed UN Chief Antonio Guterres in what a UN spokesman called was a very positive discussion. Mr. Trump has been critical of the world body in the past. Wall Street edged closer to 20,000 points Wednesday with the benchmark Dow Jones closing at 19,942. Meanwhile, U.S. consumers last year bought a record number of vehicles, more than 17.5 million, the seventh year of gains. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.